How's everybody doing? Oh, open your Bibles to Luke 4. And before we start, Father, we thank you for discernment in this hour. We ask you to give us a heart that loves truth. We thank you, Father, for keeping us from the wicked one. We thank you for strength to endure to the end. And everyone said, Amen. A couple scriptures here before we get into some other things, some important things that are going on today that we need to know the strategies. We need to know what's going on of patterns, history, things that we can see so that we can not walk after the ditches that the enemy wants us to walk in. In Luke 4, let's look there. In 4, this is Jesus, and he's talking about the Spirit of the Lord is upon him in verse 18, Luke 4, 18. And I want you to see the response of the people around him once he gives truth. Because truth has always been hated by the enemy and the people that are working for the enemy, right? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor and to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind. And I believe that's what God is really doing. He's opening up our eyes to the blindness of the world. 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is the god of this world. And what does that do? He blinds our minds. But God's here to show us the truth so that we can see. And in fact, you're quite a threat when you can see. Ooh, here's one that can see. To preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. So he closed the book, and then he tells them in verse 21, this day the scripture is fulfilled in your ears. And they start getting confused. Isn't this Joseph's son? And then verse 24, Jesus tells them no prophet is accepted in his own country. And I want to zero in here on verse 28. And all they in the synagogue, where were they? In the synagogue. When they heard these things, were filled with wrath. The truth didn't make them happy. The truth made them angry. And rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. They wanted to kill him. Because he said who he was, they got angry and wroth to the point of they wanted to destroy truth and cause truth to go away. But what happened? It wasn't his time. He passed through the midst of them and went on his way. And the second scripture is John 15. In verse 17, these things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you knew that it hated me before it hated you. And we see where he was hated right there. Verse 19, if you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Verse 20, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will also keep yours also. And he goes, verse 22, I think this was really good, because when he exposes truth to them, he says they no longer have a cloak for their sin. So he spoke truth, and they no longer could hide behind their darkness. And that's what he does. That's why the Bible is so good. It's got so many things in there. But I want to talk a little bit about they tried to throw Jesus off a cliff to silence him, and they still are. They still do not want truth. Everyone's opinions that we can have conversations. There's certain words I can't even say anymore that I want to say. They want to stop us from communicating how we feel with opposite points of view. And I'm going to share with what just happened in New York here in a second. Steps have been used throughout history to control, dominate, silence opposition by putting laws into place. And now to Today, under the cover of hate bills, we see agendas to silence the opposition of opposing opinions. This is things that have never happened before in our country, in other countries. I remember studying GERM. You guys figure the rest out. There were things they could say and could not say. And we are definitely there. We are being deplatformed, demonetized. Well, I was never monetized on this channel. But that's why I don't have ads or any of that. It's a viewer supported. Thank you for those that do support us, because otherwise we wouldn't be here, because we're not going to go into that world system. But what we are seeing is the godless agendas of the Christ deniers. And we see the battle that Jesus had, and they don't hate you, they hate him. And because you follow him, they hate you, because you're in the world. And one of the things we want to talk about tonight is the divide and conquer. It never ends. They keep using this agenda, this strategy, and it keeps working. And this is the agenda they use to take down countries. This is a strategy of warfare. It has been and it always will be to divide and conquer. And we're going to talk a little bit about that right now. In the news, this just happened in New York, the governor of New York. Now, we have to beware of governors. In the Bible, look at what the governors did in the New Testament. The governors, we always think, are so great and they're so much for us. Well, this one here made an executive emergency order. Now, this is what they're doing. It's an emergency order. The governor of New York, there's zero tolerance of hate. Okay, we understand that. And we don't like hate either. We aren't for bullying. We aren't for all this stuff. But they're using this as a cover for something else. They are mandating immediately all kindergarten through 12th grade schools to implement courses on how to spot theories, misinformation, disinformation, and hate speech. Starting immediately, and they're going to teach you how to spot it. And all the teachers must teach this immediately. The school system is mandating new things that we've never seen mandated ever before. They're not playing, they're showing their cards, and they're going after children, the minds of children. A lot of people are exiting the public schools for this. Homeschools are starting like never before. People that used to think homeschooling was just kind of are finding that they don't want their children to be indoctrinated with agendas and herded into a certain way of thinking. So we know free speech and free think is disappearing. In 2 Timothy 3, let's turn there, as we ask continually for God to give us discernment and the love for truth, because you're going to love truth. When you find out some of the things that you've been taught are not truth, you have to love the truth enough to forgive yourself for being deceived, like we all have coming out of these movements that we were in, coming out of the false church. The false church is going to have many plagues. They're going to herd you into certain ways of thinking, and you're going to have to do certain things. And God doesn't want us to be a part of that. He wants us to not be herded in. We need to know, why is this pastor pushing this program? Why is he pushing this agenda? Ask questions. Who are they getting their orders from? Are they following the Lord? Are they following agenda? 2 Timothy 3 and verse 8. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Now we have truth resistors. And it's not new. Moses had them. Jesus had them. And why would we think we are not going to have them? They resist the truth. And who are these people? Men of corrupt minds. Why can't you think like they do? Because you're not corrupt. They're corrupt. They're thinking of things that they can do. Satan's come to steal, kill, and destroy. They're men of corrupt minds, and they're reprobate concerning the faith. And we see our culture turning into the days of Noah. And we see fake science. They control the science. And they're controlling doctors. And I know doctors, and I have a doctorate degree myself. And if I were to do it all over again, I would not go through that, all that work. Because, again, it's programming you. You regurgitate information. You test that information. And then you have that way of thinking. Thankfully, I have come out of that, but it has been a lot of work. And many book throwaways. Yeah. But here he's talking about persecutions and afflictions in verse 11. Persecutions he endured in verse 12. Yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. If you're not living godly, don't worry about it, because it's not going to matter to you. But if you're trying to stand for truth, you're going to be persecuted. Evil men will get saved. Doesn't say that, does it? Some might. Some of us maybe have. But it says evil men and seducers, and that word seducer there means imposters. One of the things, if you ever watch movies with their pre-programming, they're always switching uniforms. So they're always putting on uniforms to make you think they're part of that group. Really, they're infiltrators, they're imposters, right? Well, they're doing it also in politics and in churches. Always have. Nothing new. But it says, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. That means by degrees. You just get a wave of things happening, and you just think it couldn't get any worse than this. Things get worse, right? Deceiving and being deceived. Verse 15, we are to know the Holy Scriptures that make us wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. And remember, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now, the Old Testament is old, but it's still there for a purpose. But the New, I'm amazed at how many people don't believe in the New Covenant and the New Testament, where there's neither Jew nor Gentile, bond nor free, male. We're all one in Christ. Read the New Testament. Read the book of Romans. Read the book of Hebrews so you understand. And you're not deceived with people that are not saved pushing doctrines and pushing belong to this group and attack this group. We love everyone that Jesus died for, right? And they have a choice. And you have a choice. Okay, so Jesus' warning here in Matthew 24, which we talk about a lot, is let no man deceive you. And why is that? Because the end time is going to be full of deception everywhere you look. But the Bible is still truth. We have to be anchored in it. Jesus' warning, we wrestle not with flesh and blood. The enemy of our soul has been working behind the scenes, putting satanic agendas into place that destroy economics, political systems, all these things. The old has to come down to bring in the new. We've been talking about this since 2015, I believe. But it's hard to see it happening. It's like dominoes. One thing goes down, the farmer's going down, the meat's going down, the plant stuff going, its economy's going down. And I have friends in different countries that are telling me what's going on in their country. Chaos and division. Chaos and division. And they want this because out of chaos comes their new. This is what they want. They've got to create the chaos to bring it in. To bring in what? The new system, which I can't even talk now about. But you all know what I'm talking about. If you've been watching this channel for a long time, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We've went step by step. And if you're just new, go back to the old ones because there's a lot of stuff I can't say anymore. And prayerfully, those are still going to stay up for a while. But please don't put your faith in politicians. I don't care what it is. Don't put your faith in them. Politics is the world's system. We cannot put our trust in a corrupt political system, because what it's leading to and what they want, as we know the mark of the beast, the book of Revelation, we know the mark. Oh, no one would take that. See what all that has been happening little by little? You can see people are just being herded, told what to do and to think. And more people are just going to do what they're told. But it's leading into artificial intelligence, which is already here. The police state, they want martial law. And they want 15-minute cities. Now the big pandemic, they said, is loneliness. And I wonder why. Because of all the division and chaos that's been created, why is it so divisive? Because it was made to be divisive. And now we have loneliness. And we have people that have mental problems. They've been so traumatized by all the things that have happened. And they have their foot on the gas. I don't see a break coming. I don't know about you. But in order to establish a new order of things, the old must collapse or be reset or build back. What is this? This is destabilization, like dominoes. This is the old method of dominance. This is old. This has been going on for a long time, called the Hegelian dialectic, order out of chaos. Jesus is our only answer, and thank God we have him. Because he's the author, he's the finisher. He's going to give us light in times of darkness. He's going to give us peace in the midst of chaos, right? And he gives us answers if we love truth. And don't kill the messengers that are trying to give you truth. Politics is the biggest psyops of all times. Different roads to the same destination. And what's that going to be? And I've been telling you to study the agendas. As you study their goals, sustainable goals, you will see all the countries are hooked onto this. And it's a new system via civil unrest. The world appears divided and chaotic because it's been made that way. And I've taught before Saul Alinsky and how they bring in agitators, how they start things, and they start conflict to change things, to change laws. This is all by design. And once you see it, you see it. You can't unsee it. You'll never see the news again the same once you see what they're really doing. Order out of chaos. What does that do? And how is this warfare? First thing it does is it provides distraction. We always have distraction for what's really going on behind the scenes. There's always this over here and this over here. And always ask yourself, what's really going on? What law or emergency act are they going to put into place now? We're in a different era. And that's why we, you know, I used to preach these little sermons and it was really fun and I have a great time. Now it's like we got to have facts. We don't have time for the fluff, fluff, buff, buff. We got to give you the deep massage. Some people are just like, oh, just don't massage me. And it's like, I like to give me the knuckles and give me. Well, this is the day we're in. We have to know truth. If you love truth, you're going to love it. If you don't want truth, you're going to throw people off the cliff that talk to you because you don't want your little world disturbed. But it's being disturbed whether you like it or not. True. So the order out of chaos, it provides distraction or misdirecting. It directs your attention away from something. Why? It provides cover for the wicked to put in their laws, their plans, while you were distracted by this, this, and this. This has been passed. Laws are being passed, executive orders that no one votes on. You no longer have a say. Your governor has a lot of power. Interesting. Order out of chaos. What do they say? Never let a good crisis go to waste. Get as much as you can out of that chaos and out of that crisis. Well, who would think this way? I'm quoting a politician here. The confusion and disorder, what does it do? It provides a scapegoat for the masses who are now divided against each other. The whole, you look back, it's race baiting. It's this against that. It's this against that. You always have to have an enemy. And as they go forward towards war, we'll have another enemy, because there has to be an enemy so that they can secretly do their work. This is the way war has always been conducted. And there's a lot of money making in war. Plus, then they get rid of a lot of depopulation, which is their main concern, is there's just too many people with too much carbon, which too much resources on the earth. They blew up the guidestones because now they're active. The confusion and disorder provides a scapegoat for the masses who are now divided against each other. And that's why I say don't fall for the division. Even if we disagree on different things, we refuse to be divided. We can have opinions, but opinions shouldn't make you divided. And that's what they've done with politics. You either are with us or you're against us. You're either this or that. You're herded into this side or that. Well, what if I don't agree with either one? What if I believe in Jesus? Well, you don't. You can't. You can't. You have to be a part of this. It's going to get worse in these end times, because they're going to want to put you and herd you into a group. But with Jesus, we know Jesus is our truth. And remember, there's always an Oz behind the curtain. The Wizard of Oz is very symbolic of their systems. And the Oz is behind the curtain, scaring everyone. Oh boy, they love terror. Traumatize everyone, release certain things. Problem, reaction, solution. We're getting into that. Problem, reaction, solution. Their order out of the problems they created. Now laws are passed that could never have been passed without the chaos or without the problem that they created. Oh, they wouldn't create problems. The evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. What is this? It's divide and conquer. They do it over and over and over again. It's rinse and repeat, country after country, divide and conquer. Through deception, confusion, and division, the agenda is accomplished. It's called history. Create the problem, get the reaction you want, and then provide the solution by warp speed. We will give you the solution to this problem. It's been untested, but it's fast. Trust me, that has been in the works for many, many years. I can't go into all the stuff I'd love to, but that's all I can say for now. And it's all for your safety. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's all for your health. Oh, right. And it's all for your security. When they say that, for your safety, yeah, run, because everything they did to GER is happening again. A little bit more advanced, more technology, but a lot of the same plans are put into place. Divide and conquer, divide and conquer. Who is Hegel with his Hegelian dialectic? He was a political and social scientist. I want to talk a little bit about science. Trust the science. Should we trust the science? Who do we know is behind the science? Who's controlling the science? He was a political and social scientist at the University of Berlin in the early 1800s. He stated, listen to what he said, history can be shaped, and ultimate peace can come only through controlled conflict between opposing forces. Let me say that again. History can be shaped. An ultimate peace. Their peace? Remember, when they say peace, they mean war. When the Bible says, when they say peace, peace, beware. Because they aren't talking about the peace that we think. They're talking about control. History can be shaped. An ultimate peace can come only through controlled conflict between opposing forces. They start the conflicts. I know that's hard for you to see it, but once you see it, you can't unsee it. And now they're going to try to teach children that these are misinformation facts. And I don't go for just theories. I go for facts. I go for history. I go for documents, just in case there's any skeptics out there. Now, in war, in any kind of war, in the natural, in order to win a battle, they must control their enemies. They have to control their movements. How do they do that? They always have someone on the inside. It's called controlled opposition. What is controlled opposition? And this is why I'm really leery of certain preachers. Are they controlled opposition? Certain governing people, are they controlled opposition? Always ask yourself, who's telling them what to do? It's fake opposition that goes nowhere. Controlled opposition is making a big stink about nothing. When people go to get elected, they have a bunch of hoya, okay? And they say, I'm against the poison, let's just say. And then when they're in a couple years, what do? They push the poison. What is that? Who is that? That's a controlled operative right there. That's controlled opposition. So what happens to their so-called pledge when they first come into whatever they're running for, their fake promises? They just got a following. They said, yay, you're against that? We are too. Well, because it's controlled opposition, nothing changes. Nothing changes except for their agendas move forward. I'm telling you, seeing this is freedom. It's freedom to not be controlled, not to be put into trauma, not to be put into fear constantly, not saying bad things aren't going to happen, because I know they are, but we have God that's with us. He said, fear not, I'm with you, right? But they have fake opposition that goes nowhere. And an example I want to leave with you is science. Who controls the science? 1 Timothy 6:20 says, avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so-called. The real science shows facts, but the false science can say whatever they want. They can make up data and tell you all this says, this is good for you. You need to take this. This is going to cause you to live longer. The truth is, you'll probably die faster. All the good little people that are on the YouTube that are trying to give good advice on, doesn't matter what subject it is now, are being blocked and being canceled out. One great show that I was watching said it was forbidden because for children. So I listened to the whole thing. There wasn't anything bad in it. It was just telling you what to do to live longer, but not using poison. False ideas masquerading as truth is what science so-called is. False ideas masquerading as... Now the science says you don't just have to be a woman to be pregnant. Interesting. And the commercials just gross you out. I mean, things you wouldn't even talk about now are in your face. So it says here, avoid profane and vain babblings. That's why I shut off most of the political speeches. They're just babblings. On and on and on, the promises you'll never see. Have your taxes ever went down? We're going to lower taxes. Hoya, hoya, hoya. Science falsely so-called. Professing they've erred from the faith. Science here applies to all misuses of truth. All misuses of truth. The suppression of truth. Romans 1:18. What is it? False ideas that contradict the Bible. Oh, you evolved from monkeys? I told my granddaughter that. She laughed her head off. She completely... People came from monkeys? I go, yeah, that's what they'll teach you in school. You came from a monkey. Well, what about the other monkeys that haven't evolved yet? How come they're still around? I mean, you have to have your, hello. An example in controlling the science. This is how they use it. They put their people in positions of authority, given national publicity, non-stop news, non-stop headlines to herd the public wherever they want them to go. This is the new thing that you have to be afraid of. Okay, you better go get your poison. You better do it right now. You better do two, three, four at a time. And they do. People are lining up. They just can't wait for the new one. Yeah, you get a free donut. I'm just going to say this. Be careful what you put. You let other people put in you. Do your own research. I used to blindly believe. I was probably the most ignorant person everywhere. I believed everything anyone told me. So I want to tell the truth, so I think you'd tell me the truth. But when you're evil, you don't tell the truth. When you're evil, you lie. When you're evil, you deceive. And that's why Jesus said deception is going to be the main thing before he returns. So what is the deception? Hello? People don't get it. There's going to be a time, you know, I'm not an apostle. I'm not a prophet. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a teacher. I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness. I'm a watch person. People go, well, you don't have any right to share because you're a huh. Well, then just sit up and shut up and don't do nothing then. I'm going to go down with a fight. How about you? At least we can talk. We can speak while we can. I know I'm shadow banned, have been for a while. Persecuted, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. I believe the people that need to hear it will still hear it. Because the Bible says the gospel shall be preached to the ends of the earth, and then he's going to come, right? But he doesn't want us deceived. He doesn't want us to be deceived, to do things to shorten our life by recommendations from so-called scientists that don't tell you the real results, that don't tell you the side effects. And there are side effects to everything, except for the things that God made on the earth, the plants, the healing things that he's created here. Go do your own research on how to take care of yourself if you have to, because there's coming a time now there's shortages of everything. He's created these things on the earth for us, and the enemy wants to erase them from us. So we have to dig a little deeper to find out truth. But it's so rewarding when you can find things that really work rather than stuff that has this terrible side effects, right? And we can't talk about that. Sorry, I'd love to tell you the things that I know now, but we can't. So in closing, what they want is division. Are we there yet? You have to decide in your heart that if someone disagrees with you, and you might be a truth teller, you might be a watch person, and they don't want to hear truth, that doesn't mean you cut them off and you don't talk to them and you don't love them. No, God's watching your reaction to them as well. He said the sower soweth the seed. Some receive it, some don't. But you do your part. You sow the seed. But don't throw your pearls before a swine. If they are not interested, don't shove it down their throat trying to control them into believing what you want them. They don't want to know. An angel could appear to them and they're not going to listen. They don't want truth. You've got to love truth and pray for God to send us to people that love truth. Because when people love truth and you start telling them truth, it's like, that's exactly what God's been showing me. That's exactly what I've been learning and researching and finding out. It's so good to find someone else on this narrow path that loves the Lord and doesn't want to be deceived by the deception, by the division, by the evil people of this world, because Jesus is our Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for your truth. Your word is truth. And we thank you, Father, for people out there that will love the truth and not be deceived by controlled opposition, by problem reaction solution, by all the things the enemy's trying to do to get us off that narrow path. We thank you. We have our hearts anchored in you and in the Bible, in Jesus' name. Everyone said?
Amen. If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison, her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer-supported. On the main webpage, at the top right, is a Give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.